Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
What's up, everybody? I'm George Mossy. Welcome to the George Mossy Show. I'm here with my co-host, Gina, and we are talking Love Island. So Sunday night, Monday night's episode, we're going to be discussing, and this was right after Casa Amor ended, and I'm still trying to learn everyone's names, Gina. I think I told you.
Yeah, you are.
It's hard. It's hard. I'm really trying, and I know that there's all these new people. And Gina, you tried to tell me that there wasn't that many new people, but there are. There are new people.
There's like four of them. Like four new people.
Yeah, and I don't know who they are. It's like I didn't even get like time to learn their names because I was learning the names of the other people, and then they got eliminated after Casa Amor. They kicked like four people out, right? Or was it?
Yep.
Yeah, so
four people out.
I knew some of the names of the people they kicked out, and now that the people that they kept. So yeah, I'm really trying. And so luckily tonight, tonight no one got kicked off, so I can still try to figure out everyone's names. They're all still here. And they didn't bring anybody new in, so there might be hope for me. And this challenge, I want to talk about this really raunchy challenge that we watched last night. It was called the Heart Rate Challenge. And things got really messy in the villa. Like, a lot of people were overstepping their boundaries. Or do you agree? Some people think people were overstepping their boundaries. Some people are saying it's just a challenge and you can do whatever you want. So where do you land on that? Do you think that it's not just a challenge and you should be respectful? Or do you think it's like playing a game and you play the game to win no matter what?
Yeah, that's the thing, right? Like, all the past challenges, it's been the same thing. But there was no heart rates to see if you're interested or if you're not, right? So that's the thing. At the same time, like,
so do you think that they're more upset that they actually raised the person's heart rate and less upset at what really took place? Do you think that's what's really it is? Because I don't understand why everyone was so angry. Because I was like, all of the challenges were pretty raunchy, if you ask me, right?
Exactly.
All of them involved someone's tongue down someone's throat. Okay. So I was like, why is this one rubbing people the wrong way? Because I was like, of all the things that I've seen this season, like, this one was raunchy, but no raunchier than any of the other ones that I watched.
Exactly. Like, the milking the cow or whatever was pretty absurd as well.
Well, that was nasty. They were spitting in each other's mouth. Like, that was so.
Yeah.
Like, it got pretty crazy. Oh, and the baseball. Remember the baseball one? That one was really crazy and raunchy, too. So it's just weird to me that this was the one that got underneath everyone's skin. And Huda, Hurricane Huda, she made waves again because apparently she decided to circle back and kiss Ace. And, you know, what's her name? Shelly feels like that was extremely inappropriate because Shelly said that she's always been very respectful and loyal to Huda, and she never did that. Like, when there was other challenges, Shelly made sure that she wasn't sticking her tongue down Jeremiah's throat because she felt like that was Huda's girl. They were closed off. They weren't seeing other people, and it was respectful. But Shelly and Ace were not fully closed off during that challenge. So who's right and who's wrong, Gino? Who's right? Is his hoodo right because they weren't fully closed off? Or is Shelly right because Shelly feels like loyalty over everything?
I think the two wrongs don't make a right. So she has the re like she has her reasons to be upset, Shelly, right? Like out of everybody there, everyone was taking it a little bit too far, but I think Hoda just added extra to it.
Well, Shelly said that Hoda kept looking back at her while she was doing it, and she said that that's where she felt like it was disrespectful. Like you're doing something that you know is gonna upset someone, and then you look them in the face while you do it, and it's like, oh, it's just a challenge. Don't get mad. Like I feel like that's why Shelly felt like, no, you're looking at me because you know you shouldn't be doing it. You know you're wrong. And you're doing it anyway, and you're kind of just driving the knife in deeper, right? Because if it's a backstabbing loyalty move, she was like taking the knife and twisting it, right? Because when you look at somebody while you're doing it, you're not sorry. You're kind of rubbing it in their face. But I mean, I look at it as everybody is open game, open season. That's kind of how this show works. Even if you're in a couple, you're coupled up or you're closed off, you're still open season for anybody. That's the whole purpose of the show. You can always be stolen away by anyone. And I think what's weird is everyone tries to build like a really strong friendship with people. You can't really be friends with people that you're in competition with. Because at the end of the day, somebody wants to win. And at the end of the day, only one or two people are going to be standing at the end who win the show. So, how are these people your friends? You can't be friends with people who have the same goal as you because you're competitors. And I'm not saying that they need to be enemies, but a competitor and a friend is not necessarily the same thing because at the end of the day, if they need to push you or step on you to get to the finish line, they'll do it because that's a competitor, not a friend.
Exactly. It's an enemy or a frenemy. But
Well,
they always
right.
say, keep your friends closer and your enemies closer.
Well, it's just weird. Everybody in the house, like when people get voted off, they cry and they're it seems like they're building friendships with people that they shouldn't really be trusting. And I think that's why people feel betrayed half the time because they think that they're all besties. They are, first of all, they don't know each other. They've only been in this villa for 3 weeks. Second of all, these are not your friends. These are people who are also in this game for the same exact thing that you're doing. Right? So, and like I'll put it like the Olympics. One person in each category is going to walk away with a gold medal. One. So if you want a gold medal and the person next to you want a gold medal, you have to compete against each other and you have to, treat them as a competitor. And if everybody keeps looking at everybody as their bestie and their boy or their girl and their home girl, you're always going to end up feeling like you're getting played because these people are going to do what they have to do to win and do what they have to do to stay in the house because staying on this show for a long period of time makes you a massive star. And I think that's everybody's goal, especially Ace. I think Ace is in this house for one reason and one reason only. Did you send me that video of him rapping? Did you see that?
I did see that. No, I think you sent that to
Oh, so
me.
I sent it to you. So he already has a video of him rapping. So he's all about music now. And no offense. But the music, the rap song was awful. It was kind of like a freestyle, but it was like really, really terrible. And I was just like, ew, no, this is awful. This is so bad. But but I've been telling you this all along, Gina. I was like, I feel like he's only here to be on the show and to be famous. Because every time he gets close to building a connection with someone, he shuts down and says something or does something really nasty to them. So it doesn't work out. And I was like, I think he's only here to play the game because at the end of the day, I guess he wants to be a rapper. And to be a
He has
rapper,
like word vomit.
well, every time that he gets close with someone, he purposely sabotages it so they can't be in a relationship. Like, did you see on tonight's episode? He started talking crazy and he was like saying how, oh, you do this and I can't deal with you. And he starts a fight when things are going well. He's one of those people that will go and start a fight because he doesn't want things to be going well. That's what he's been doing this whole season.
Exactly. Like, and he's just a child. He's a man child.
Well, it's funny because I used to say that Taylor was the man child, but I think that they both are. They're both little men children. They're like 14-year-old boys and adult male bodies, I guess is the best way to describe it. Like they're grown men, but they're kids. They're little children, and they don't know how to act when it comes to women and how to treat women and how to behave and how to work on a good connection. Like they're so confused.
Exactly. I don't get it. I really don't get it with them. Like I don't understand how like this has turned into be set. It's more of they said last season was a better than this season because it was actually about love. And this season, people are saying like, oh, it's about the game, basically. Like it's about the game this season.
Well, you know what they say? None of these shows are really about love. Because, The
No.
Bachelor has been coming on for like a million years, and not very many people are on that show because they're looking to fall in love. They're on the show because it can make you a star, right? You go on one little show and you become a household name and people know who you are and you can start doing stuff like on social media, you become an influencer and you can get products sent to you for free. Like that's the goal. But you're right. This season, a lot of people kind of just seem to be playing the game and playing it really well. And they make sure they have good staying power so they get as many followers and as much recognition as possible. And you're right. It doesn't seem like anybody is really trying to find a good connection. Oh, so Hoda tried to pull Shelly for a chat. And typically when people pull people for a chat on the show, that they're open to it, even when they don't want to talk to them. Well, Shelly pulled a I don't want to talk to you, which was like the first time I've seen that, right? I've never seen anybody say, I don't want to sit down and have a chat with you. So Shelly is just like, I don't care. You were wrong, and I'll talk to you when I get good and ready. And Hoda was, of course, crying and hurt and sad. And I was like, well, Hoda's always sad and crying after she does something really terrible to people. I've noticed that. Like when she does something really bad, she starts crying. But I was like, you weren't thinking about that when you were doing it. You only think about it now after the fact. And that's how a lot of people operate. They do really terrible things and they don't feel bad about it until the consequences start to come back around. And then they act like they're sorry. And it's like, but are you sorry you did it? Or are you
Are
sorry
you
that you.
sorry that you got caught?
Exactly. Because I was like, you're crying now and you're all sad. And she's like, well, she doesn't want to talk to me. And I was like, but when you were doing what you were doing and you were looking in her face and smiling, were you thinking about whether or not she wanted to talk to you then? No. But you are thinking about it now after the fact, now that you've had time to think about it and you realize that you shouldn't have did that. Right? Like you're sorry now, but it's sometimes sorry is too late. Sometimes nobody wants to talk about it after, but you should have thought about it
Well,
while you were doing it.
what was that song called? It's Too Late to Apologize.
Oh, yeah, One Republic. Exactly. It's
Yeah.
like now that you're ready to apologize, they might not be ready to hear it, right? Sometimes the apology needed to happen at a different time, or maybe what you did just needed to not happen. Sometimes an apology isn't adequate for what you've done. I don't think that what happened on the show, I don't think that what Hoda did is like friendship altering. I think that they're on a game show, and I think Shelly is being a little dramatic, like to be honest. Like I think because no none of these people are going to end up together. Shelly's not going to end up with Ace. Hoda's not going to end up with Chris. Like this isn't going to be a real thing. So I think she's being a little extra.
A little.
I mean, I get the loyalty aspect of it. Like your friend should be loyal to you. I totally understand that. People should respect you and not cross lines, but at the end of the day, they're both on a show called Love Island, and they're both trying to find somebody to have a connection with because you don't want to be single and vulnerable on Love Island. So you have to scramble to find a connection with somebody, and they're both doing that. And it's like you can't hold a grudge against each other for doing what you're supposed to do. That's part of the game, you know?
Exactly. Like, so you're either gonna play the game, don't hate the player, hate the game. So, and
Hate the
here we
game
are.
that you signed up for. So after the challenge, did you notice that they didn't get to change back into their normal clothes? So I think the weirdest part for me was watching them have like serious conversations wearing their weird, crazy heart rate challenge outfits. Because that was like too much for me. Because I was like, y'all need to change into some normal clothes because I can't take y'all seriously. Like, because it was just so weird watching them like walk around the villa and try to talk and try to be serious and have conversations wearing those outrageously, strangely skimpy, uncomfortable, awkward outfits. Like the outfits were too small. They were really crazy and outrageous. And I was like, are y'all not gonna like change into something normal so we can take y'all serious? Because I was like, I'm trying to like understand y'all's conversation, but I'm just looking at how crazy y'all look in these clothes and I can't even get it.
Well, here's the thing. They're so used to like walking around half naked anyways. So, you
I'm
know.
assuming the temperature is really hot there because you're right. Everybody is always wearing shorts or string bikinis. I'm assuming that it's like 150 degrees out there. I've never been to Fiji, so I don't know. I'm assuming that it's really hot because otherwise, even when they go out on dates, nobody ever puts on like a normal outfit. It's usually like a pair of shorts and a t-shirt, and the shirt's not buttoned up. So I was like, I'm assuming it's like 100 and something degrees.
I don't know. They're so used to walking around.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Naked. This is just. It was just another part to that, like that madness. Like, oh, I'm already used to walking around half naked. What's this? Is more clothes than I wear, anyways.
Well, actually, I just Googled the Fiji
It's hot.
weather. It says it's 74 degrees there right now and it's raining. It's not really
Oh.
hot, but it's like 4 p.m. there. Wait, is it? Hold on. Weather Tuesday. Yeah. What Fiji time? What time is it there? It's yeah, 4:31 p.m. Tuesday in Fiji. So they're like a day ahead of us. Interesting. I didn't know
Yeah,
that.
like Fiji, Thailand, Australia, they're all a day ahead of us.
Yeah, so it's 4:31 p.m., but it's only 74 degrees and it's raining right now. So hold on, let me see. Well, no, it's the middle of the day. So it's not as hot as they make it seem. They could actually wear jeans. 74 isn't like a million degrees, but the highest 80, 79 or 80. So it's definitely summer there, but it's not what I thought. I thought they were like in Thailand where it's like 110 degrees every day.
Yeah, it's the humidity and the temperature, I think, right? Like
So what's the temp?
right now at my place, like my house alone, and we haven't put the AC units in because we only need it for 3 months out of the year. It's like, hold on, I'll tell you, because it's like 84 in my house right now, 84 degrees degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, that's warm. It's like 72 in here, but outside it's 73 right now.
But outside, like, because my house, like, the sun hits the house, the top portion of my house, from 12 o'clock to like 6 p.m.
Oh,
But
yeah, any.
outside, it's like 73.
Yeah, any rooms upstairs are much hotter. Like the second floor where all the bedrooms are is much, much hotter up there. Downstairs it's cool even in the daytime because the roof is outside doesn't hit the roof here because the house is every part of the downstairs has an upstairs that covers it. So we don't have like a roof access or the sun doesn't hit that part. So it gets super hot, don't get me wrong, but oh, so Nick and Sierra went on a date. So we were going to talk about that little date. They went on a picnic And which was kind of cute, right?
It
And
was really cute, yes.
they, I do think that they like each other. Like, I don't know if they're like gonna get married, but I do think they like each other. But they decided to close it off. So now that means that they are completely closed off from entertaining any idea whatsoever of seeing anybody else. So how do you feel about that? Do you think that that's a legitimate decision? Do you think that that's a power move? Like, what do you think they're doing?
I really think both. Like, I think first that Nick was in it for the game and the money. And like, and now he's actually found someone that he can build a foundation with to help him win it. Right? So I guess we'll see.
I mean, I see them as a power couple. A lot of people like them and they like them together. So that means there's less people that are gonna try to steal one away from the other because a lot of people, like I said, they like them and they like them together. So there's that respect of leave Nick alone, he's with her, or leave Shell, leave her alone, she's with him.
Like Sierra,
Sierra.
yeah.
Yeah. So I think that they know that if they do that, they're safe from outside people trying to destroy what they have. Because I think when you leave it open and you tell people like, oh yeah, I'm open to exploring other possibilities, that means that you could steal me away if you tried. It's a, I'm not saying that they could, but it's a possibility. Now they're telling people, mind your business, we're together and I don't want you, right? Like that's basically what they're telling everybody. So like, leave us alone.
Exactly. Like, we're not entertaining anything that comes our way, basically, which is good, right? Because it that's how it should be, right? Like they grown to like know each other and not fuck it up, not play like, well, he did play stupid games at like at the beginning, but then build upon that, right?
I don't know. I mean, I still look at him as kind of a fuck boy, but he's definitely better, like you said, than he was in the beginning. He's showing progress, and we can't ignore progress. When people are progressing in the right direction, you have to acknowledge that progress. Speaking of progress, so Amaya was having a conversation in the villa about Zach. Zach is her boy that she picked, who I told you they're my fave couple, right? There's an issue. So Zach hasn't tried to talk to anybody and he's kind of not really getting to know anyone other than the guys. And Amaya said that she doesn't like the idea that he's not using this as the full experience. Because technically, even though they're coupled, he should also be getting to know other people, which I don't know. I think Amaya's weird for saying that. I think she should feel better that he's not talking to other people.
But
But
he did at the end of tonight's episode, didn't he talk to
well,
Olandria?
after Elon said, hey, I overheard Amaya talking and she said that she wanted you to do this right and do the. So, yeah, he did do it after. But she said that he was just kind of minding his own business, hanging around the guys, not trying to get to know anyone. I don't know. I felt like that was a weird move because if he's not talking to any of the other girls, that should make Amaya feel confident, right? Like, if he's not really entertaining other girls, then you should feel confident. Like I thought it was weird that she was even bothered by that. Because I don't
But
care
at
if
the same, but at the same time, the show, like she did, was about building connections, right? Not connection. And we already had said that, like it's about building connections, right? Getting to know other people besides the boy, the stupid boys, because that's what they are at the end of the day.
well, yeah, I mean, building connections is the purpose of the game. You're right. I feel like if he wasn't going out and blatantly talking to other girls, you would think that would make her feel comfortable and happy. But she didn't see it that way. She was like,
That might be a discussion she will like have with him, like, and then they'll get to the bottom line, like, okay, clearly you don't understand how the game works. It's about building connections and getting to know other people at the same time that we're here, right? It's all about the, again, it's all about the game, right? But I'm surprised you didn't catch this. Did you know she was also a nurse?
no, I didn't know that she was a nurse. When she brought it up,
Yes.
I was surprised. I mean, I know she said it, but she probably came in with a bunch of other people, a bunch of bombshells, and I missed it somehow. But
Yeah, she
yeah.
said it twice already that she was a nurse. I caught it twice.
So her and Nick are nurses.
Well, they
And
sure know how to give CPR.
yeah, they're both nurses. And I mean, I've always liked Amaya though, so that doesn't
I
surprise me.
know.
She always
She has
came
my heart.
across as a very intelligent girl, and her being a medical professional, that just lines up with what I thought about her in the beginning. I was like, oh, she seems really smart, caring, wants to help people, have a genuine attitude towards people, and you have to have that as a nurse. You have to genuinely want to help people, because sometimes the people you're helping are in pain, or they're being mean to you. So you have to have that general want to help
The
attitude, because
compassion.
yeah, and I felt like she had that. So that aligns with what I thought about her anyway. So when I heard it tonight, I was like, oh, did I know that? I'm not sure if I knew that, but it made hella sense to me, because I was like, you know what? That definitely aligns with her personality. So I'm definitely impressed with her. Oh, so Elon said that he got ghosted by, who did he get ghosted by? It was Sierra, right? So he's the one that was going to get voted off in Casa Amor, and the Casa Amor guys, I believe, are the ones that saved him, right? And he said that well, he was trying to be with Sierra, but obviously Sierra was definitely going to pick Nick. So
To
I don't
close
know.
that off.
Yeah, and close that off. So I don't know why he thought that he was going to be able to come in and build a connection with Sierra after how long her and Nick have been building things. But for some reason, he feels butthurt over the fact that Sierra just kind of ghosted him. I wasn't surprised at all by that. I was like, yeah, you were supposed to go home. She didn't pick you. She didn't want to be coupled up with you. So you getting saved did not mean she was going to give you a second chance. Like, why did he think that him being saved by the guys that he was going to get a second chance? I was like, she was never interested like that.
Yeah, I guess maybe she felt sorry for him and threw him a bone, like, oh, maybe he'll find somebody else.
Well, yeah, I feel like when he got saved, she might have acted like she was happy for him. She was happy for him because he didn't get to go home. He got to stay. She wasn't happy because she's like, "Oh, we're gonna build a connection." Like,
No.
no, I don't think that's what she was. She was just like, "Oh, well, good. You didn't build. I didn't get to save you because we didn't get coupled up. But now you still have an opportunity."
Opportunity,
Yeah,
exactly.
and I
So
think
there
he
are some,
misread
I
that.
think she, there were some, like, I think on that end, she was on some of the, like, she talked it into it. And of course, they're going to save Alondria. Like, they saved that. They dodged a bullet there for my girls. So I do like, I do like Alondria. I do like Shelly. We are now Team Austin, by the way. George, we are Team
We
Austin
are?
now.
Why? Wait, Austin
Wow.
and Jaden, we are? I didn't know.
Well, we are because I sent you the screenshot that his team actually replied to my
Oh, yeah,
response.
you
And I
did.
started to fangirl. I'm like, oh my God. Right. So,
Yeah,
because
you're
I'm
right. You're
like,
right.
so
Yeah, I.
we are Team Austin now, despite what you have, but yeah, we are Team Austin now.
I
And
mean,
like,
I don't dislike Austin. I just feel like when he talks, I lose brain cells. But he seems like a nice guy at the end of the day. He seems like nice and fun. And did you see the TikToks I sent you that he was post that they found where he was
yeah.
like cringily dancing and stuff? Like his posts are funny. Like, he seems cool. So, you know, I don't have an issue with him. But it was really cool that his team was like responding to DMs on his account. That was really cool.
Yeah, exactly. So, a little background, what I did, I didn't, for the life of me, I didn't anticipate to get a response, right? Because obviously from his team or anything like that, because everybody besides Amaya, and I don't know why, somebody is monitoring, someone is posting for them, right? Friends, family members, management team. I have no idea who's posting for these people, but the other day, I had sent a message that when him and Jaden were talking about their medical issues, like we found it super, we found it like very touching because I said, We definitely saw a new side of Austin. I co-host a reality TV podcast, and we brought up Austin and his scar. No other female on Long Island didn't even bother to ask about his scar. Jaden, not even 3 to 4 days, noticed and asked about it. If you don't ask someone, you don't tell, and we respect Austin for that move, as it shows the other females didn't even care to ask. And their his team responded, "Thank you so much," heart emoji. I'm like, oh my God. Yes, we are now Team Austin. We are now Team Austin and
I
Team
mean,
Jaden.
yeah, we are. That was cool. I wonder, now I'm gonna go DM all of them and see if they all answer me. Like, now I'm curious. Now I didn't think that they would ever respond ever.
Right?
And
Neither did I. I'm like, okay, this is just gonna go to like shits, right?
I heard rumors that they get to use their phones for an hour a day. Have you heard
I
that?
think it's I hear it's on Saturdays.
Yeah, they're allowed to use their phones for, I don't know if it's an hour or like a certain amount of time, but they are allowed to have them. So it's
Because
very.
I was wondering, I'm like, where are these girls getting their lashes done, their nails done? Because after a month, my nails start to grow out. Like a month and like my nails are growing out. I'm like, Alondra has perfect nails still. Where are these girls getting their nails? Do they have some like do they have like did they bring like a gel nail kit with them or something? Like that was my whole thing. I'm like, did they bring what exactly is going on here? And so, but then I got word that somebody actually comes in on Saturdays, like does the lashes, does hair, does their nails, right? So I'm like, oh, okay. Well, that would make me feel better. I would definitely sign up for Love Island. I might not meet the age bucket requirement, but you know.
Well, yeah, they have people there to make sure that they look their best. And yeah, the rumor is, I guess Saturdays is when they have their phones. So what we should do is on Saturday, we should DM all of them and see if we get an answer. That's what we should do.
Wait, when did I DM them? Well, when did I
Couple of
DM?
days ago, right?
Yeah, let me see here.
So Sunday maybe, Saturday or Sunday? But I don't think it was him, though. I think it was his
No,
team.
that's why I said his team. His team had did
Yeah,
that.
but I think on Saturday it might actually be him. He might actually answer you. Because I was wondering how it's possible for them to stay on the island for that many weeks and not use their phone. So the rumor is you are allowed to use it.
What Saturday?
Oh, so maybe it was him because it was Saturday.
It was
Maybe he.
Saturday at 2:45 p.m. my time.
Maybe he's the one that answered you.
Oh, we are now even better Team Austin now, if that's the case.
It might have been him because I have heard this rumor and it's been verified that they are allowed to have their phones at certain times and they're supervised. So like they can't go live or they can't make a TikTok, but they are allowed to like check their messages and look at stuff. They are allowed to do that. So maybe you were actually talking to Austin this time.
Maybe I was, and if that is the case, we are definitely Team Austin now. Because honest, wait, hold on, I'm gonna see what the time difference is. 2:45 p.m. PST time. We're gonna find out what time it was in Fiji at my time. So,
Well, it would be the next day though, because I think they're a day ahead of us.
oh yeah, Sunday.
Yeah, because they're a day ahead of us. It's already Tuesday at f almost 5 o'clock there. So they're like a whole day ahead of us.
Yeah. Oh well, wishful thinking, but can we just just wish that it isn't his team and we can just still continue to believe that it is him?
It might have been him. We don't know specifically what day they allowed them to have their phones. I don't know, that part hasn't been released. I just know that they are allowed to have it at one time a week. They are allowed to have it, so.
Yeah, we'll just go with the wishful thinking and then that is it.
We'll say it was Austin until we know differently, right?
No.
It was him. Who else could it
No.
have been?
Yeah, no, exactly. Who else? Whatever helps me sleep better at night, I will take it. Because like 2:45 my time is 9:45 a.m. their time.
Oh, so it was early in the morning. Yeah. It
So it
might
could
have
have
been
well
him.
been. Yeah,
Yeah.
and I'll take it. Yeah, I'll take it. Whatever helps me. Oh no, but no one's checking Amaya's stuff. That's right. Okay.
Yeah,
I was
no
gonna
one's
be
checking
like,
hers. I don't know what the deal is with that.
neither do I, but yeah, so
So
but yeah,
tomorrow there's another episode.
tomorrow there is another episode.
And then Wednesday there's a break. So we'll be watching tomorrow and then probably Thursday, and then we'll come back and do another after show with you guys, which will be fun.
Well, legit be on a plane and probably watching it at the airport.
Oh yeah, you're gonna be traveling. It's your birthday.
Well, it was my birthday yesterday.
Oh my gosh,
So
happy birthday. Oh my gosh,
thank
your birthday
you.
is like right after mine.
It is. So we are cancer babies. Yay. That's why we get along so well. So almost like birthday twins. So I am flying out tomorrow night, but my flight's at 9 p.m. So I don't get into Vegas until like almost midnight. So
Oh.
I will be watching it tomorrow. That is like, that's a given, probably at the airport. And then Wednesday it's the break, and Wednesday that's when I'm going to Vegas for a concert. So I'm gonna age myself a little bit. I'm going to go see New Kids on the Block, and so they were my childhood crushes, and love their music, still continue to love their music. So, and I come back on the third on the third Thursday night. So it just depends on, and like I said, I'll probably be watching it on the flight because I do get Wi-Fi on my flight. So I will probably be watching it on the flight. Like, leave me alone. I'm watching Love Island. Like, yeah.
Well, in the air, you can't get text messages, can you?
No.
Yeah, so
But
no one can bother you.
I'll have Wi-Fi. Oh, like no one can, like even when I'm watching Love Island, no one bothers me. Well, I don't have much of a social life anyways, but no one really bothers me. I'm not that popular, so no one really bothers me when I'm watching anything except like, yeah, I just, if I can't, then I just have to stay away from your tweets.
Oh yeah, just stay
Yeah.
off of Twitter and you won't know what happened. You won't know.
Twitter, Instagram, I don't want to start screaming bloody murder at different things. So I'm kind of glad Wednesday we don't have an episode because that's the night of the concert. So and I can't justify paying, I don't know how much money it is for a drink in Vegas now. I'm not paying those prices. So
Well,
yeah.
if you go on Fremont Street, the drinks are a
I
lot cheaper.
love Fremont Street. I love Fremont
Yeah, the
Street.
drinks are a lot cheaper. The atmosphere, I like the atmosphere too. So
Yeah, it's very chill.
if you want to have a good time, just head over there and you can get like $3 drinks, and it's like a much better experience for Vegas, in my opinion.
I tried to connect with Coco, our Coco, but she hasn't hit me up yet because I asked her if she wanted anything from here, but she hasn't said yes or no. So Coco is sometimes in her own Coco world, so we just let her be, and if she
Oh,
comes around,
she'll probably reach out. I met her up on we met up on Fremont Street actually, last time I was
so
there. So she'll probably
yeah,
reach out.
Fremont is awesome. I love Fremont Street, so but it's very time restraint because I literally come in at midnight, concert's the second, fly out on the third, like I fly out.
Well,
Oh.
midnight is the perfect time to go to Fremont Street, so just go
After a
straight there.
flight, and you're just like, eh,
It's the
right?
perfect
Like,
time. That's right when things start to be fun. It's at midnight.
yeah, we'll see. We'll see if I end up on Fremont Street. Like, I'm going with somebody else who's around my age, too. So, we'll see if we'll end up on Fremont Street or be like, I need AC. We're going to the hotel and we're like sleeping. Fuck this.
Oh, you don't go to Vegas to go straight to bed. That's not what you do.
That's yes, but that's what people in finance do. We're very we're very like, okay, like gotta get it done, gotta just go in and out, just go in and out of Vegas. So yeah, we shall see what the Vegas sh night shall hold. Probably it's gonna be a very mellow night. I already am all packed up, just gotta organize a few more things, and That's it. And then live through a heat wave.
It's fun. Vegas heat is fun. All right, guys, we're gonna wrap and we're gonna talk to you guys really soon. Make sure you're following us. I'm gonna put our Instagrams and Twitters and stuff so you can follow and live tweet with us. We'll be back soon with another Love Island recap for you guys. Thank you so much,
We will.
Gina. Happy birthday to Gina. Have a safe flight, and
Thank you.
we will talk to you guys soon.
Talk to you soon. Good night.
Okay,
Bye.
bye.